We go first to Headford in County Galway, where two 14-year-olds, a girl and a boy, were killed in the early hours of yesterday morning in a car crash. Two others, a 14-year-old and a 13-year-old, are in hospital. Our Western correspondent, Pat McGrath, spent most of yesterday in Headford, and he joins us now. Pat, good morning. What more at this point do we know about what happened yesterday morning?
Well, the Garda investigation is continuing, and interviews will be taking place over the coming days in an effort to piece together exactly, Audrey, how the four teenagers came to be in the car at the time the crash happened. And in that regard, the time, I suppose, is a crucial aspect of this, because it's kind of been discounted that they were out all night. They seem to have got into the car at some stage during the early hours of the morning, because the crash happened at 5:45. So the investigation is focusing on that, exactly what happened, what were the chain of events leading to the four of them getting into the car, travelling along the road towards the N84. People in the area would know it as the Shrewl Road out of Headford. About maybe 300 metres from the road, the car veered into a ditch, kind of mounted a wall and hit a tree, and two of the people in the car, 14-year-old Lucas Joyce, he died at the scene. Kirsty Bowen, also 14, died later in hospital. Two others, as you said, in a serious condition in University Hospital Galway following the incident.
And the two dead children, you just named them there locally, Lucas Joyce, Kirsty Bowen, they were presumably at the start of their junior cycle at school.
Yeah, they were all in the car, 13 and 14, the age group. So most likely all second year students at Presentation College in Headford, all junior cycle students. And yesterday around Headford, there was just you could feel the numbness in the air around the town. It was quiet and people were just stunned, I think, by what happened. And in some respects, the size of the school, it is about 1,000 students, and it is a huge catchment area stretching down towards Galway City over into Mayo, would be quite near the Galway-Mayo border. So there are so many communities in that vast hinterland served by the school, with links to the school, and the school, I suppose, at the centre of the grieving and the sadness following the tragedy.
Absolutely. And so many of their friends mourning them as well this morning. We spoke to the chairperson of the Board of Management at the Presentation College, Mary Hode, last night, because they held an emergency meeting. And after that meeting ended, Councillor Hode spoke to our reporter Moira Hannan.
Today has been a very dark and difficult day for the community of Headford and for the PCH community. Our thoughts and our prayers are with the families of the two deceased students, and we wish a speedy recovery to the students, other students who were in the accident. As a school, we have put in place the critical incident response, and tomorrow we are offering support services to our students between the hours of 11 and 2 in the school. There will be personnel on site to support the students and to help them through what is for them a very difficult and tragic time. And we certainly will be carrying this out throughout the week. And again, when the school reopens next week, we will be there to support our community. Our school is a very large school with a huge catchment area. We have close on 1,000 pupils in the school. And our role will be to ensure that we support those students during what is a very, very difficult time for them.
It must have been a very hard meeting.
Yes, it's a very difficult meeting. We're there to support the families, as I say, and to support our students, put in place the necessary measures that are required at this time, while bearing in mind that we have lost two of our school community, and we're praying for the support for those two families at this time, that the Lord will comfort them and that they'll have the support of the community and the support of the school services in the next few days.
And it's a strong local community who will gather around in the coming days.
Yes, indeed, we have a very strong local community. People will be there to support and to help in whatever way they can. As I say, there's a feeling of numbness, disbelief and shock in the community today and this evening as we speak.
That's Galway County Councillor Mary Hode. She is also chairperson of the Board of Management at Presentation College Headford, where the two dead teenagers were students. And Pat, a tragedy like this leaves its mark on a community. The Gardaí, their investigation continuing, as you say. Presumably they would like to speak to any witnesses who may have seen anything.
Yeah, and as I said to you, the focus on exactly what led to the four teenagers getting into the car presumably a short time before the crash happened at 5:45 in the morning. So they'll be conducting interviews and looking at the, the evidence they can gather in that regard to ascertain exactly how they came to be in the car at that time of the morning. The school wrote to parents, incidentally, last night, asking them to engage with their children over the coming days and then discuss any concerns that they might express. And they also urged parents and guardians to monitor their children's use of social media, to engage with them about the material they view, and to emphasise the need for children to be extremely sensitive and careful about what they post in the coming days. The school says the services will remain in place next week when children come back after their Easter holidays, and it's, as Mary Holt said, they're committed to providing those supports over the next little while for all concerned by this.
We'll have more on this story later in the programme. For now, Pat McGrath, our Western correspondent, many thanks. It's 7:18.